Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am your host, Professor Jamila Franklin, and as always, it is such a divine honor and pleasure to have you join us this evening. We are a metaphysical, spiritual blog talk radio show, and we have topics that deal with the metaphysical, spiritual, physical, financial, social, and political topics, and we invite you to partake in our discussions. This is not a show that deals with intellectual debates. Our guests are very, very special to us, and we honor and appreciate them. So we invite our listening audience to call in to ask questions that are of interest and to do so in a very, very respectful manner. And as always, I am so honored and pleased to touch your spirits, your minds, and your bodies. This is a show that's connecting with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. And we are able to have you listen to the show live every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. In addition to that, all the shows are archived. So if you ever miss a show on the Monday evening, you can always tune in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to any of our shows. And since we've debuted on October 22nd, 2012, we have had over 45,000 downloads. And as always, I'm so very grateful and thankful to each of you in the listening audience for being a part of that and making history. So this evening we have a very, very wonderful opportunity. The person who has done some phenomenal things. And last week we had a guest to talk about brain spotting and to talk about how you can transform your life and how you can enhance your relationships. And that person was Cynthia Schwartzberg last week, and it was a very informational show. She gave different techniques and tips to help people enhance their relationship first with themselves, because the primary relationship that we need to work on is the relationship with ourselves. And then she talked about how we can have enhanced relationships with others. And she also talked about her upcoming workshop. And if you want to get more information about that workshop, please feel free to go to the archives and listen to last week's show, as she provided the time and the dates and the location. So please listen to last week's show to get more information about her phenomenal workshops that are upcoming. This evening we have the wonderful opportunity to have as our guest Dr. Scheherazade Reed Taylor, Ph.D. and RN. Now Dr. Scheherazade Reed Taylor began working with adolescents as a college freshman at the University of Illinois. Upon completing a degree in criminal justice, she held several positions as a counselor. She returned to school and received a second bachelor's degree in nursing from Loyola University of Chicago. Dr. Taylor practiced psychiatric nursing among severely ill adolescents and substance abuse nursing among both adolescents and adults. She also held various administrative health care positions. Dr. Taylor received master's and doctorate degrees in nursing from the University of Michigan and has taught at the undergraduate and graduate level. While teaching nursing at Georgia State University, Dr. Taylor became interested in alternative and complementary therapies. In November 2013, upon retiring from university teaching, she purchased Synchronicity, a metaphysical bookstore and gift shop, a spiritual jewel in Atlanta, your complete spiritual center. Synchronicity Metaphysical Center is a spiritual center that offers a variety of services and offers individuals in Roswell and surrounding areas spiritual and metaphysical products and services. Additionally, the center offers classes and workshops on spiritual and metaphysical subjects such as psychic development, personal healing, and breath work, spiritual intuitive readings, alternative healing methods, personal and spiritual counseling, and hypnotherapy are other offerings. The center also features a shop that sells all types of different books, jewelry, candles, incense, tarot cards, clothing, and various other types of metaphysical products. Synchronicity is a catalyst for individual physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being in higher consciousness. And as I said before, we have the wonderful opportunity this evening to have Dr. Scheherazade Taylor as our guest, and I'm going to bring her in to join us. Additionally, if you have any questions, please feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Call-in number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. Greetings, Dr. Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderfully. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. Thank you for asking. I am so impressed with your background, having gone to school and then majored in criminal justice and then gone back and got and received several degrees in terms of nursing. What changed your perspective? Why did you decide to go to get degrees in nursing?
That's an excellent question. I tried business. I tried to work on an MBA. I was so bored. I couldn't stand it. And so I went back to school. I had small children. Nursing, I had a lot of nurses in my family, and mm-hmm. so it was not my first choice. As a young person, you know, the last thing you want to do is be what your mother and your aunts are. And but as I got older, I saw the advantages to being able to help people because this is what I've always wanted to do and set out to do. And so nursing offered me that opportunity. And I had done some summer programs when I was very young, and it came easily to me. So I just pursued nursing and knew that I would not be the traditional nurse. I accepted that. And I knew that by the time I had the second degree, I wasn't going to do the medical surgical facet, and was very fortunate to have my first job on an intensive care unit with adolescents, and then proceeded from there. So that's basically how I got into nursing, always with the view of finding new ways. And at the University of Michigan, I was fortunate enough to be there at a time when the university was changing the way it delivered care. I was excited about that. Also was there when the university had its 50th anniversary and had nursing scholars from all over the country there to celebrate, and that was a wonderful experience as well.
Mm. Wow.
So, yeah, it was it's like all the people that you've ever read and admired are in one room together. and talking and discussing how to care for people. It was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived in several different states and had the opportunity to see health care in a variety of different settings. Had the joy of teaching for several years. And so now, believing that we all grow, we never all stay the same, that's not who and what we are, I was moved by spirit to do something entirely different. Loved alternative and complementary therapies. I see that as the way of the future, particularly in this country. See the wisdom in some of the old ancient traditions of caring for ourselves. See these therapies as ways to address the stress we experience that leads to our physical problems. And I want to take this opportunity to share that if no one ever remembers anything else I've said today, it's that it starts in spirit.
Exactly.
And if our spirit is in dis-ease, if we are upset in our spirit, it will filter down into our body and manifest as physical illness, physical and mental illnesses.
That is so true.
And for that reason, I enjoyed immensely. I used to tease my mother, who was a medical surgical nurse, and a very respected medical surgical nurse. Her patients loved her. But I would tease her, because she would say, well, why don't you want to do med surg? You know you're supposed to do that. And I would tell her, but Mom, I feel so comfortable on a locked unit. And she would roll her eyes at me. But I always found comfort in dealing with children who were sick in spirit.
And
like to see them make that progress that's so hard for us to make as an adult, and like to feel that perhaps I could have some impact on their lives to help them to see that light bulb go off in their eyes that, hey, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. You know, there are different, I have choices, and I can change. So that's what led me into healthcare, even in terms of systems, even when I was doing supervisory work. I embrace the notion that we all really want to do a good job. We all, if you're helping other people, you really truly do want to be of help. You want to see people get well. And so when people make mistakes, it's not because they're bad or because they're stupid or they don't care. Usually it's the way we do what we do that is the biggest issue. So let's look at what we're doing and how we can do it better versus,
right.
You know, you're a bad person or what's wrong with you. So, and that lends itself, it's in a line with dealing with people who have spiritual and mental problems. You know, we need to be kind to ourselves.
Yeah,
and understand that we make a mistake on a particular event. We think we should do it one way when in actuality it would be better for us if we did it another. And so, you know, we go down a path that we may regret, but it doesn't mean we're a bad person. So when I look at the notion of health and what I try to bring to synchronicity is this holistic view. And when we talk about complementary and alternative therapies, I try to meet, and I know my practitioners try to meet people where they're at. We have some Reiki practitioners who are just wonderful. And even if it's a matter of a person who has even a terminal illness, if we can help the quality of their life, if we can help them feel better and still be able to do some of the things that they still desire to do through complementary medicine, then that's wonderful. You know, we're not trying to tell people don't do the chemotherapy, but, you know, perhaps if you can see and make the choice to do some other things along with it, then that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go ahead.
I've been to your wonderful story, so I see the way that all of these things that you're talking about have been incorporated within the store. I love the way that it's laid out. It's very inviting. It's very non-intimidating. So if a person is not into metaphysics or a person is new to metaphysics, he or she would not be intimidated by the store. Sometimes you go into places and it's overwhelming because everything is can be a little intimidating with with the way in which the stores are laid out. If you're not, if you're new to the area of metaphysics, but your store is very, very inviting, very calm. And anyone, the advanced person or the novice, will feel comfortable in your store. We have someone who would like to join us at this moment. Mm-hmm. Bring the person in.
Right.
Okay. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Oh, hi. Are you? My name is Lynette Tucker.
Oh, Lynette.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a friend of Dr. Harrison Taylor, and I was surprised. I'm very pleased to hear. Congratulations.
Thank you,
on your new venture, buying this store in Atlanta. That's wonderful. We don't have anything, as you know, here in this area of Virginia, so this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you doing?
I'm overwhelmed right now. Jamila, this is Lynette Tucker. She is...
I know. She's one of my close friend's sisters. Sherry Tucker is a very good friend of mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a small world. But, Lynette is a practitioner who I knew when I was living in
Virginia,
the Hampton Roads area.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm a science practitioner. I have been
for,
as Scheherazade knows, for over 40 years. And I was just so pleased to see that you have done this. And do you sell children's books?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to widen my selection. I have Eckhart Tolle's, a couple of his books that are geared towards children or adolescents and children. So, yes, and one of our plans for the future is I've only been open 4 months, and I'm learning. I'm humbled by how much I am learning and need to know. But, yes, we plan on doing something specifically for children and possibly having a couple of authors of children's books in the store in the summertime as soon as school. By then, we should have it organized. The practitioners are looking forward to doing that. We have a house shaman whose name is Dwight Harriman, who has done couples journeys.
Wonderful.
Yes, and so we're looking to do a children's journey. He works with, coincidentally and synchronistically, substance abusers as well, helping them to do some self-discovery. So, yes, absolutely, Lynette.
Can you let me know when you do get some children's books? As you know, I go to Barbados every year.
Yes.
And this past year I had in my apartment 22 people who are very interested in setting up programs for children, and they would like some books.
Mm-hmm.
So if you let me know when you get them in, I will be happy to order them and ask you to send them. This is just so wonderful. This is really great. I want to ask you another question. While I have you on the phone, I was planning to call you, so you're going to live a long time, Scheherazade. I have you on my list of people to call. Are you planning to go to Agape Revelations in Tyson's Corner May 1st?
I'm not going to be able to go May 1st.
Oh.
It would be wonderful if I could, but yet I just opened up the shop, and
will you come up at all?
I'm sorry?
Are you coming up at all?
Well, since I've been invited, I'm going to have to make the journey.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. But I just wanted to say hi and congratulations, mm-hmm. and I'm so pleased that you are doing this. This is a new pattern, a new way on your career ladder. It's really expanding you. So that's great, because we know, as you were talking about the whole idea of spirit, mind, and body, mm-hmm. as spiritual beings here on this planet in physical form, one of the things we know is that we can have something more and better for ourselves in terms of greater good, and well, we can call it an expanded experience, until we have an expanded spiritual consciousness. And yes. hearing about your store and hearing how well it's laid out, it'll just help people to grow spiritually. So I really thank you so much, and all the best to you. And I will try to talk to you later on in the week.
That'll be great.
Is this your phone? Home phone 77. Is this your store phone 770-640-8184?
That's right.
And you're there until what are the hours?
The store is open from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday, and
okay.
we're open on Sunday from 3 to 7.
Wow! And when mm-hmm. are you usually there?
Well, I will be there this Thursday. For
okay.
sure, but I'm going to call you at home, Lynette, because I still have your phone number.
Okay, great. Okay, mm-hmm. but I'm glad that you told me about the store and the hours and that everyone listening can hear that too, and I will mm-hmm. certainly let people know in that area that you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, all the best. All the best to you too, Jamila.
Okay,
thank
you, Lynette.
So much, Lynette, for calling. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right, bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So can I take this opportunity to go over the store? I know, Jamila, you were most wonderful in your description, but I wanted to give you some.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we're located in Roswell at 861 Holcomb Bridge Road. And as you have outlined and Lynette was sharing, it is a well-laid-out store. It's a one-of-a-kind, diverse spiritual center, and we do provide a variety of products and services for the body, mind, and spirit. I have trained and gifted practitioners who respect clients' confidentiality and have services from life coaching, energy healing, and a variety of relaxation techniques. Now, let me just ditto the relaxation. Stress is the cause of so many illnesses that it behooves us all to find ways that meet our own individualized need to be able to relax, to be able to de-stress. Okay. In addition to the products, we have books and CDs and music for meditation CDs, we also have aromatherapy, and Jamila and I will be getting together to expand our aromatherapy section. Candles, 7-day, 14-day candles even, to help you create that atmosphere during your quiet time. And we all have such limited amount of quiet time and time to reflect that we do need to enhance that time with whatever speaks to us. We also have a large variety of crystals that believing in the oneness of the universe and knowing that everything on this planet is here to help us and to be a part of us, not for us to necessarily rule over, but for us to understand and to make a part of our world. So we have crystals and stones to help in our own transformation and change. We've got statuettes. We've got everything, all the agents, all the catalysts towards helping our own individual transformation. So that our goal is to provide mind, body, and soul with your holistic health care. And here's another thing that my practitioners and I have been discussing. How do we educate people, and I'm sure, Jamila, you can relate to this, about what alternative and complementary therapies really are?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Especially in this area, because sometimes people tend to be they're getting away from it more now, but to be very fundamentalist in their thinking, and but they're becoming more expansive in terms of thinking outside of the box and seeing that there are other paths in addition to Christianity, because sometimes people tend to get locked into one belief system.
Yeah, and the difference between religion and spirituality. So that, you know, everyone, to some extent, everyone who chooses can be spiritual, even, you know, regardless of religion. If you don't have a religion, you know, you can still be spiritual. Yeah. So I think that's what people need to embrace. So that's one of our goals, the practitioners and myself. And in speaking of which, we do have workshops and classes. Joyce Reynolds, who's been on your show recently, has a class at the store every Monday from 10 to 11:30. Linda Warren has come back, or Reverend Warren will be doing Dialogues with Esoteric Realms, the Dialogues with the Esoteric Realms, every other Thursday. The next one will be April the 24th, and then again on May 1st. She does this in the evening at 7:30 to 9. And we're diverse because we also have speaker circles with Eric Atwood's coming up this Saturday, all-day course, starting at 9 till about 5, helping people who really need to develop their speaking ability, be it for their jobs or for their vocation or, you know, for whatever reason they want to be able to become better speakers. We have Plowman Russick, Soulful Breathwork, which is an entirely different experience. Believe me, and each time you do this breathwork, you will have a different experience. He's going to be there on the 27th, which is a Sunday. So we have a variety of different activities. We have Puranic Energy Healer and Lisa Tech. We have Crystal Bowl Therapy during our health fair, which is, by the way, the fourth Saturday of every month. We do have a health and psychic fair, so that we try to combine not only the psychic aspect but the health aspect. You can come in and try out Reiki. We even have little demonstrations and PowerPoints that explain. In another room, we take people who are interested in, you know, and it makes sense. And before I go and do this, what is it that I'm having done? You know,
it does make sense.
Absolutely. So we have that for our health fair. Fourth Saturday. And in addition, we do have a medical intuitive reader. Dr. Kate Brooks is a naturopathic physician, and she also does medical intuitive readings. And so she can do assessments. She can do referrals, you know, based on what she sees, or based on both levels, the physical and the spiritual. Sometimes it's a matter of our nutrition, what we're eating, what we're putting into our system, for example. Okay. So that's some of what the shop does. And I also have the bookstore at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, which is located at 1730 Northeast Expressway, where Reverend David Ault is the senior minister. And the bookstore is right in the center. And so we provide books on spirituality and healthy lifestyles. They have a cancer group, a women's cancer group there. They have spirituality classes. For example, Dr. Ault has a spiritual laws class that's coming up the last Monday of this month. And Reverend Avon Drummond has a Prosperity Plus class on that same date, that same Monday, the end of the month. So we're very busy spreading the word. Those are just the ventures that I'm involved in right now, Jamila. And it is, as Lynette was saying, I'm growing. And I'm humbled because I, too, have to try to keep balance and alignment, body, mind, and spirit. And one of the things I wanted to share that I enjoy about the shop is that there are a lot of young people coming in. There was a young man, he's a college student, and he just stood there for the longest looking at stones and stuff, and he finally just said, what do you do with this stuff? And we had a lot of different discussions about energy and alignment, and I was fortunate enough to make some analogies that he appreciated. I talked to him about having intention.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him about using the tools that have been placed on this planet to help us to manifest our intentions and having expectations and using our mind in a disciplined manner, this young man, and that it's not just the thought, but it's also having that feeling, that emotion. And he looked at me kind of funny. I said, you know, like when you're on a, because like you play basketball, you know, the coach gets you in the locker room, and he says, and the coach will tell you, you've got to want this win. You've got to want it, you know, more
exactly.
than the other team, or you've
exactly.
got to really, and so you have to have that emotion, that drive, that passion for the good in your life to manifest, along with the discipline, along with the meditation, along with the awareness. Okay. Because if we want to, we were supposed to talk about alignment. Well, if we want to talk about body alignment, you know that we all have moments when we feel like everything is just wonderful. I mean, hopefully, sometime, maybe you're out in the forest somewhere, or maybe if you really are practicing awareness, you can just be driving in your car, particularly this time of year, when Georgia is really beautiful.
Very true. It is very true.
And these are the moments when we can align our spirit, body, and mind. And in this moment now, know that everything is well. Everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
So because we are always connected to spirit, because why? We are spirit. Spirit in us, as us, manifests.
That is very true. And I think what's really good about your store is mm-hmm. you listed all the wonderful practitioners, some of whom
mm-hmm.
I know. I know Joyce Reynolds because I'm taking her excellent scripting class, and I've seen
mm-hmm.
my life just change. And I've been into metaphysics for over 30 years, so I'm not a neophyte. But
mm-hmm.
I had told George that I had plateaued, and I needed to do it a little differently because I was not able to see the changes that I was desiring in my life like I had been. And so I stumbled upon her, and being in your store and having... It's just an ideal setting because she
mm-hmm.
teaches me on Mondays, and I'm going to a couple of her Monday classes. And then you walk out of her wonderful class feeling all exhilarated, and then you can just go over to the books and see the
mm-hmm.
books.
Exactly, yeah.
Goes, and just take it to the next level. It's not like, okay, you go and you feel charged, and then what do? You don't have anything to complement what you've learned in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And with your store, you have everything there. If anyone wants to peruse the store and find anything that's spiritual or metaphysical is there within your store.
Mm-hmm.
And the layout makes it so, so easy to
mm-hmm.
find anything. And it's just a supportive environment, you know, in terms of your being there at times and answering people's questions. It's just very inviting. I'd like to take this time to ask if anyone would like to call. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we are going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back momentarily. Thank you.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Higher Consciousness, and our wonderful guest this evening is Dr. Scheherazade Taylor, and she has such a phenomenal background and a wonderful metaphysical story called Synchronicity. And we are inviting anyone who would like to get more information about Synchronicity and the offerings that this wonderful metaphysical bookstore has to offer. Please feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to talk to Dr. Taylor. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So what I'd like to do now is talk more specifically about, as you told us, how you became interested in nursing and how you kind of segued out of the nursing into metaphysics. But how did you leave teachings at Georgia State to buy? What encouraged you to buy the metaphysical bookstore in Roswell?
I had, when my husband and I first came to Atlanta and we were driving around, I saw the sign and I went in, you know, we were going
okay, I think we had a slight technical difficulty, so when Dr. Taylor returns, she can give us more information. But she was giving us information about how she became encouraged to purchase this wonderful bookstore, Synchronicity. And as you heard before, her background, she was originally interested in criminal justice, and she became interested in psychiatric nursing. Her background in nursing was one in which she had prior experience because her mom was a nurse and she had a history of nursing. So then she became interested in psychiatric nursing because, as she said, she has smaller children and she really enjoyed working with young people and seeing how their minds worked. So psychiatric nursing pulled on her heartstrings and tugged on her heartstrings. And so she became involved with that, and then she decided that she wanted to get involved with metaphysics. Well, she's been involved with metaphysics for a number of years, as you heard. Miss Lynette Tucker was one of her teachers. So she got involved with metaphysics through her, and then she decided to, after she retired from nursing, to purchase a bookstore. So going to give us more information about that.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, Dr. Taylor, are you back?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I got disconnected.
Oh, that's
fine. I was trying to explain how I got the store, which is an excellent question, Jamila. As I said, my husband and I were exploring Atlanta, and I had stopped in a couple of times to the store. And then I got the newsletter that they were going out of business, and being a conscientious shopper as I am and a 60% off sale, I asked my husband, you know, Sunday afternoon to take me to the store so I could, or Saturday I think it was, take the opportunity to stock up on my metaphysical books, because I've been at the Spiritual Living Center. I'm studying to be a practitioner there. And just being an avid reader of everything metaphysical. So we got there, and I immediately went to the bookshelves, and my husband was kind of listening to the conversation in the store, and found out that the store was going to actually close at the end of the month. And so he was looking around, and I was still busy focused on what I could buy. And so then he came up and he whispered to me, he said, okay, so you set your intentions and things. I have to give it to my husband, he's always been very confident in my ability to manifest things. So he said, you think about whether or not I think we could get this store, you know. And he talked to the people that were there, and one of the practitioners came up to me, and she whispered in my ear. She said, your husband's talking about buying the store. Is he serious? And so I did ask Spirit, and I set my intention, and things just flowed, happened right away. And that was the end of October, and by November, the beginning of November, we had closed the deal on the store. And here's another testimony to Spirit working in one's life. I was at the Spiritual Living Center, and that bookstore, the owners were leaving town. They were going to go to Florida, and there was a conversation, and one of the board of trustees had said, oh, you know, we got the bookstore, and I had made my announcement, oh, by the way, I just bought Synchronicity, and they said, wow, great, we have a new bookstore for the Spiritual Living Center. And I was like, what? I had to kind of catch up, you know. And I thought about it, and I said, okay, I'll do that too. So that's how I ended up with Synchronicity 1 and 2.
Wow. You talk about divine timing and synchronicity actually playing itself out in your life. And that was effortless. It was with divine grace and ease. And that's when you know you're in alignment, as we talked about earlier.
But I'm going to share with you, though, an observation that I know we've all experienced. It's the need to stay in alignment.
Yes.
To continuously be in alignment. And in fact, I was in Joyce's class today, and one of the participants said, you know, sometimes when things happen and they're really, really good, I get to thinking, gosh, you know, this can't last, or this, you know, we get back into that. What's going on? You know, we get to looking around our shoulder for something to happen, you know, and then we start a snowball effect. You know, we take it internally into the cells of our being, and we get a little bit jittery, a little bit, you know, this, we have issues, the doubt comes in. We no longer expect Spirit to keep us in alignment. You know, if we forget to practice and continue to practice, then it's so easy to get out of alignment. You know, it's almost like a car. I'm not the best driver all the time, and sometimes if I hit a curb the wrong way, I can knock my wheels out of alignment. You know, and have to take my car in, you know, and get them back in alignment. And I think sometimes we let things knock us out of alignment. That's one big thing.
That is very, very true. Because of the doubt, like you said, those little thoughts from the conscious mind tries to figure it out. Just like when your husband whispered in your ear that, okay, we can probably buy the store, most people would think, well, okay, how is it going to happen? How? You just stay focused on the desire. Because when you get in the way and trying to figure it out, you can't figure it out. And then you become disappointed and disillusioned, and you didn't do that. And that's staying in alignment. Staying in alignment is hearing the inner voice and moving no matter what, doing what it's instructing us to do, as opposed to getting into our heads. Mm-hmm. I think that's excellent. That is wow. And then you have number two. So that's definite confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the other issue, too, Jamila, that people will say, oh, you can't do that. And why would? And I had people come up to me. Sometimes it's good to keep things to yourself. Okay.
Very true.
Because I had
very true.
Because well, had you wanted a bookstore all your life, and got really upset with me when I said, well, actually, no. Well, I wanted a bookstore all my life. So what isn't getting said is, you know, why you, not me, you know. And we all, you know, we all are individualizations, manifestations.
Yeah.
And we all are so wonderful if we would accept that and try to live that, you know, and kind of push ego, our own personal ego, and not let our other people's egos, you know, prevent us from manifesting. No, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a challenge. But on my journey, there are a number of reasons I wanted to share, and I'm going to ask the listeners if any of these ring a bell. Because I'll tell you, to be honest, it rung a bell for me. Because when I ask myself why do I need to be in alignment? I don't always want to react to life rather than respond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a difference, you know. And I, not that I'm a quick person to anger, but, you know, even when you hold it in, you know, some of us are good at, you know, and we don't say anything, but we sure have internalized it, you know.
That is very true. That is very true. Yeah, sometimes in the form of diseases.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That is very
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm. Or, and then, particularly those of us who hold it in, then we have to deal with low energy. Because we have, or when we let other people zap us, you know, particularly those of us practitioners out there who know, you know, we take on, you know, healers of any kind, nurses, doctors, you know, readers. You can't take on the illnesses, the negative force of other people, because it just zaps you. And as a result, what happens? You can't sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then often we try to fill those voids with what? Food, alcohol, and shopping.
Yeah. Addictive personalities and behaviors.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And even if you're not an addictive personality, which is a bad thing, but you can still, you know, be off kilter,
mm-hmm.
trying to do, you know, go this way instead because it's safer and I'm more accustomed to it it's been the habit, you know, I'm safe because I know this, you know, even though I'm
mm-hmm.
getting a strong calling to do something else, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
And you can feel that negative emotional charge from past events. Joyce was talking about this notion that we're living in a time when we're about to make some really large leaps, humanity as a whole, in terms of our consciousness. And as is always the case, there's that thing we have to leave behind. And often our past life negativities, our past life hurts and pains become, as we talk about alignment and body, a part of ourselves. They are ingrained in our very being. And as you were just saying, they manifest as what? Knee problems, back problems, headaches,
yeah.
digestive problems.
The body not being at ease, dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people think because they're on metaphysical, spiritual path that they won't become subjected to these kinds of thoughts. And that is not true. People feel like, okay, I've arrived because I'm a metaphysician or I'm a spiritualist. No, mm-hmm. the struggles are there for everyone. And I think what you said earlier is that it's, we have to be mindful to stay in the moment and just really, really work on being in alignment with our spirit, because it's so easy to get sucked back into third dimensional thought if we don't if we don't watch. It's so very easy to get sucked back into it.
And not only back into it, but forward into it, because then we start to worry about the future. As we get advanced in age, it's like, well, I'm going to have, and you know, media and the human consciousness of it doesn't help, because are you going to have enough money to retire? You know, is your money going to run out before you do? You know, and all these worries about tomorrow, which is fanciful because it's not real now. The only thing that's real is, as you were saying, right now, this moment. And so when we get outside of this moment, we're not in alignment anymore.
That's an excellent point. I like to share with that. When we get outside of this moment, we're no longer in alignment. I like that. It's very true. Very true. If anyone else wants to join us in this conversation, please call us at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. I see the people on the board. If you want to join us, just press 1. 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So that's very true.
So then when we get into that situation, any potential is gone, because we have to then attend to the physical issues that result from being out of kilter. And I know sometimes people become overwhelmed, and particularly, I'll fess up to this. I was sharing with someone, and this might make a practitioner call in for sure. I was sharing with someone that in ways it was easier for me to deal with individuals in intensive care on psychiatric units, locked units. You know, than it is to deal with so many different characters within the psychic community, you know, to deal with this whole new way of feeling and perceptions, you know. Because I was familiar with the other. I knew I had, you know, there was teaching in it, and, you know, it's a whole different world. This is a new world. And
sure.
Psychic individuals or people who are sensitive tend to be exactly that, very sensitive. And we all are challenged to first see through our own stuff, okay, in order to help the individuals that come to us.
Yeah.
So you were absolutely
true.
Right.
You know the cliche, physician, heal thyself.
Yes.
Because if we haven't dealt with our own issues, and if we haven't cleared up things, then what we will do is project our issues onto other people, because we haven't cleared them up, or they would trigger unresolved issues when we have them as clients.
Absolutely.
I think it's imperative for people to do, and when you're a metaphysician or a spiritualist, to do your own work. Go on your own personal journey. And Iyala talks about that. She said that when she was at the height of her career, she was doing very well, but everything came crashing down because she had some unhealed places. She says now she has peace among the pieces. She was fragmented. She didn't know it at the time. But when things started to cave in, she could see the areas in her life that needed healing. So I think it's really important for us to stay in the moment, like you mentioned before, and be mindful of the fact that we're on a journey as well, if we're metaphysicians or healers, and that we need to take care of ourselves, not only to help our clients, but make sure we're still doing our work and taking care of ourselves as well.
Let me start off with the physical things, the small steps. Because, yeah, we have to align all three of the body, the mind, and the spirit. But I think sometimes we think we have to do it all right now. And so when we're looking at exercising, you know, I'm going to exercise 30 minutes every day, 7 days a week, and it's not going to happen, and it's not realistic, for example. So we don't take the small steps that are necessary to get us to where we want to go. Yeah. And so, you know, we have to plan it, too. That's the other thing. Because I know I've been guilty of doing this. I'm just going to, you know, when I know something is wrong, I recognize, like, I have perhaps a digestive problem. I tell myself, I'm just going to fast and get this all out of me, you know. And I don't really plan and look at what have I done to prepare myself. Because you really do need to prepare yourself to fast. It's not just something you up and do.
No,
just like
that is true.
Because you can make things worse than better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in terms of physical activity, we should be kinder to ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
and congratulate ourselves for the little things we do and count everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you get started, I was out in the yard digging up weeds for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. I, you know, vacuum, I played, I danced with the kids, all these things. Because when we stay in a positive state of mind, we set off a positive flow and we're more apt to continue doing those things that support us.
Yeah, that is very true. That's very true. I agree with that. So we're talking about having everything in alignment, the body,
mm-hmm.
the physical body, the
mm-hmm.
spiritual body, the emotional body. That is very true. And
mm-hmm.
I think people think that you should focus only on one area. And let me just focus on the spiritual body and ignore
mm-hmm.
the physical. And let me just focus on the physical and ignore the spiritual and
right.
emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at all facets because we're made up all of we are made up using all of those bodies,
mm-hmm.
spiritual, emotional, mental, physical.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all different parts of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And same thing for, since you said that, absolutely. And in terms of us getting our minds together and meditating, you don't always have to sit down and cross your legs and be uncomfortable. If I did that for 20 or 30 minutes, I would not be able to get up. You know, this is the reality at this point. I wish it were otherwise, but that's the reality. So there are other ways, and this goes back to what I was saying about staying continuously in sync and what Ayana was talking about, where you've got this is not aligned, and you have all these little bits and pieces. So you can meditate when you're taking that walk. You know, yoga is a form of can be a form of meditation. You can meditate when you are in the garden. Okay, you can take those couple of deep breaths and recenter yourself consciously to remind yourself to do that. Because you know? Oftentimes we get so busy, and by the time we realize things are, you know, we're fried, our nerves are on edge, and we're gritting our teeth.
Very true.
You know, give yourself credit when you take that nice long walk and you come back and you feel and get into the good feeling. We need to get into that good feeling that there's a good tired.
mm-hmm.
And then there's that nervous tension tired. When we do experience that good tired, we should relish it and understand, as you were saying, that. So now I've got my body and my mind in alignment.
Exactly.
Realizing that our soul is waiting for that so that the spirit can pour that wisdom in because we become a receptor for, we've got the ground fertile for that seed to be planted. You know, we
mm-hmm.
are going to that vibrational level where we can grow and receive.
Yeah,
so we have to plan.
I like that analogy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very, very, very true. Very true. Mm-hmm. So any other listeners in the listening audience, if you want to join us, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and we will be back after this brief commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. We have the wonderful opportunity this evening of talking with Dr. Scheherazade Taylor, who is the owner of Synchronicity, a phenomenal, absolutely wonderful metaphysical bookstore here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you don't live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, that is not a problem. You can still go on her website and check out her books and order books from her bookstore, particularly if you're in an area where there are no metaphysical or spiritual books or literature. And you can also talk with Dr. Taylor this evening, or you can feel free to give her a call later on if you have any burning questions that you feel that you would definitely like to receive her input. Then feel free to give her a call. Dr. Taylor, at this time, I would like to have you give people your telephone number for the store and your website.
Okay, absolutely. So Synchronicity, once again, is located at 861 Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell off of 400. The phone number is 770-640-8184. Again, that's 770-640-8184. The website is Synchronicity, that's SYNCHRONICITY. A as in apple, M as in man, D as in David, .com. SynchronicityAMD.com is the website. And our email is SynchronicityAMD@gmail.com. So there's several ways we can be contacted, and Dr. Franklin is absolutely right. We'd be more than happy to take phone orders. We've done that and shipped things to people. In fact, a woman from out of town was in the store one time and thought she had bought everything, and then she thought about one more thing that she wanted, and she called us, and we were more than happy to send it to her. So that's most recently. We definitely can do that. And as I said, my practitioners, or the store practitioners, have a Reiki share the first Tuesday of every month till 8:30. Starts at 6 to 8:30, as well as the health fair. And we have Lisa Tech that does pranic healing as well as the Reiki. And I have some wonderful crystal bowls in with the regular singing bowls. I don't have one for every chakra, but I do have three. I have one for the head chakra, a perfect pitch crystal bowl for the throat chakra, and one for the root chakra. And we have fun having people figure out which is which.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the crystal balls because I can feel them reverberating and going through all of my energy bodies. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And for those of you in the listening audience who are in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, or even in Florida, which borders Georgia, or the Carolinas, which border Georgia, I encourage you to come to visit Dr. Taylor's wonderful store, Synchronicity. You would not be there unimpressed. There's no way. You would be very impressed. And she has all types of items and practitioners anything that you could probably think of or that you would like to experience in terms of metaphysics, Dr. Taylor will be more than happy to connect you with the practitioner or the books or the stones or the singing bowls. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely leave there feeling rejuvenated and feeling very differently than when you came into the store. And she also offers classes, like we talked about, with Dr. Joyce Reynolds, which deals with scripting, which is to write the life that you want. And that's a class that I'm taking, and some other classes. And they have, Synchronicity also has monthly events, monthly fairs at the end of each month, the last Saturday of each month. Is that correct?
That's correct. Absolutely. And Daniel last time did the crystal bowl therapy, whereas you were saying, Dr. Franklin, he actually put the bowls on the areas where you have your chakras, the seven chakras, and the vibrations, the people who received that treatment were just really invigorated by the vibration from those bowls. They're large bowls, and one woman, she was so rosy-cheeked and so bright when she came out, and she told all her friends about it. So I'm hoping that we'll have some more of that, because that was a wonderful experience for a lot of the people that came to our last fair. So we were talking about planning it, building it, doing it, and then moving on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and setting realistic goals. And we were talking about how important it is to reward yourself when you do good.
Exactly.
To be aware. First of all, it's important to be aware of what you're eating. There's no need of, going on a diet. I'm going to be honest. I went on a diet. I won't mention brand names, and where this one of the ones where you get specific foods and all of that. And I lost about 40 pounds, which was wonderful. But I didn't have the awareness, because it was already done for me. So when I set out to do it for myself, I really had to start from scratch, because I had not been aware of what it was I was eating. And then here's another area I had not been aware of that's kind of set me back. When I would exercise, I'm one of those people, well, if 10 sit-ups is good, 20 must be wonderful, And I was doing some exercises that really were not appropriate for me. I really hurt myself trying to lift weights that I had no business trying to lift. So that set me back a couple of months. So all of this is a matter of being aware and being kind to yourself, and being patient. And if I had been more patient, then I would have, waited and not tried to lift 30, 40 pounds. So you do need to set the bar kind of low at the beginning. There's nothing wrong with that. And to focus on the things that you like to do, and not, because there's no need of you trying to have an exercise routine like I'm going to ride a bike half an hour if you don't like to ride a bike, because it's not going to happen. That's the reality
of
that.
That's a very good point. Yeah, very good point.
No matter how much people say it's a good thing to do, or if somebody else is doing it, doesn't mean that that's going to be your regime. You might not like to do that.
Because you're not going to follow through, and then you get disappointed you don't reach your goals because you're not following through because you don't like it. So then you just pop all together. And in fact, you're not doing something that's tailored for you. That's an excellent point. Yeah, it's an excellent point.
So then when we look at what's going on in our mind, and we talked about why it's important to be in alignment, what does that look like? Okay. And we're talking about awareness. We all know when we feel off. Okay. We don't always respond to it. We try to muddle through, and we just keep on going because we don't have time, or we think that we're being self-absorbed if we really look at, you know, why this is. But it's really important to be aware of that. And just as it's really important to be aware and in the moment of when you're really feeling good. What does that look like? Because most of the time, unfortunately, we want to get into alignment when things are all out of whack. You know, we don't necessarily focus on staying in alignment once we're there. Or
that's true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I think by staying in the moment, we can do that. But we're not in the moment like you said before. We're looking in the past or looking in the future. So we're not paying attention to what's happening in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in this moment. How are you feeling? What are you doing to make you feel that way? Either continue it or stop it. If you feel good, then continue it. If you don't, stop whatever that action is. But if you're thinking about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow, you can't be in touch with what's going on with you in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You made an excellent point about if you're feeling good, what is it that you're doing that's making you feel good? And can we do some more of that or something similar to that? Or what are some other things like that that I could be involved in so I could keep this flow? And I think that's one of the – I had a young woman come into the store. She's 28, and she was getting all this influx of spirituality and intuition and, you know, going through that roller coaster that we often do go through when we're emphatic or sensitive, you know, the really deep lows and the really highs. And it's like, she was like, what do I do to balance this? You know, how can I begin to deal with all of this? And, you know, I looked at her and I thought to myself, well, this is a lifelong challenge. Hopefully we get to the point where we can regulate and stay within a certain vibrational level, at least, you know, never, you know, hopefully. Because those real deeps really are hard on spirit and body, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Just moderating whatever we're doing, not doing anything to the excess. And it is challenging. It is challenging maintaining that balance. But it can be done. Like you said before, if you pay attention to how you're feeling in the moment, that will keep you from plummeting to those low valleys or getting overly stimulated. It just keeps you at the even keel.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it means staying in touch with what you're feeling every second.
Mm-hmm. And realizing that my high doesn't have to look like my best friend or my sister's or some you know person that I admire. They're high or they're good, you know.
Exactly.
It might be different for me.
Exactly.
You know, some people feel like and sometimes it's not even like, once again, that's another thing that we don't necessarily need to share. And sometimes you won't find the words that really share a spiritual experience. But to know that there's many different manifestations. Because sometimes I think we think, oh, well, if I didn't feel like I was floating, you know, if I didn't feel like I was leaving my body, then I must not have had a spiritual experience. And that might not be how I manifest that. You know? Some people have this sudden feeling of happiness and passion and maybe even a gentle tingle in their spine. And there are people who feel like they're floating, you know. And then there's just people that just feel very good all over.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think what you're saying about not having, looking at it with a cookie cutter approach would really, really help people maintain a sense of balance because what someone else experiences and the way that they experience it may not be the way that you do it. And there's nothing wrong with yours, nor where you experience it or the other person's. But as long as we don't have a cookie cutter approach, then we won't fall into those deep, deep, deep lows as much because we're not comparing ourselves to other people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the biggest problem, I think, is the consciousness, the universal consciousness on this planet. That and I think Miguel Ruiz called it domestication, where we allow our families and our culture and the systems that we work in and live in to set our standards, to set how we should feel, how we should think. You know, you've got to be reasonable, you've got to be rational, you've got to be logical. And, you know, I'm not saying that logic isn't good, but when we let logic cut off our intuitive higher self, when it wants to speak to us, then we have a problem. Because then it becomes impossible to truly be our original self, our natural self.
Yeah, that's very true. Because when we get into our heads and we're no longer being led by the spirit from within, we're getting into our heads and cognitive thinking and linear thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. In a world that's vastly becoming anything but linear. Anything but linear. And when we ignore what our body signals. Yeah. Pain is a definite signal, you know, and this notion of no pain, no gain, you're going to be sore, particularly if you don't hydrate yourself. Your muscles are going to make you sore. That's true. That's one thing. But there has to be limits on that. So one other higher level activity we could get into once we become aware of our bodies is to ask. What is my body trying to tell me? What is it that I'm trying to, you know, not only in terms of illness, but in terms of good things too. You know, our bodies will speak to us on our whole life experiences if we'll listen. Okay. And if we'll learn how to sense what the answer when it comes. In that moment.
And that's
because I think
exactly. Mm-hmm. That requires being still. A lot of us have become programmed to not sit still, become antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't listen to our bodies because we're always busy doing something. But you're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Just getting still and ask, and the body will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Will show up and tell you. Well, that means being in the now and staying present and listening to your inner ear, your spiritual ear.
Mhm. Exactly. And that's, you know, there are many different, like I was saying, there are many forms of meditation, but that being still and letting those thoughts just run through without making judgment, just being observant, you know, being the observer and, oh, okay, well, you know, but coming back to center, and then we'll see the trends. And that prevents the fear and the anxiety. And because here's another thought. It just occurred to me that sometimes I think we have a lot of attention because the callings keep coming over and over again, and we're so busy pushing them back and fighting to maintain what we're comfortable with. Yeah. Until it makes us ill.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
No, because we all have purpose. We all are wonderful. We all have things we need to be about. And it's up to us to listen and to take the time to be in touch with our higher self.
And it requires patience, too, because some people want to be at the level of Deepak. You know, they don't want to spend the time to cultivate that and to grow. They just want to take one or two classes and bam, they're there. And it doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's a process. And as we shed more of our human consciousness, then the spirit can come through and direct and give us exactly what we want. in terms of our mm-hmm. physical bodies, emotional bodies, and mental bodies.
Mm-hmm. And you made me think of another thing, and that's that and you had mentioned it before too, that we stay up in our minds. So we've done all these classes, and we have all this knowledge. You know, and we can say all this stuff. You know, we have all the principle down. You know, but we don't know how to take the principle and manifest it. And we don't know how to do that next step. I mean, we don't know how to make our lives more doable through the principles that we've studied.
That's very true. Mm-hmm.
And then
we're not being. Mm-hmm. We're just doing so much. And what we're talking about is not doing, it's just being and allowing spirit to move through you with ease, mm-hmm. grace and ease and comfort mm-hmm. and joy.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're there, comfort and joy and grace and ease, then you can begin to understand your life's purpose. Perhaps that's how it works. Because we're not forcing it, we're allowing it then. We're allowing spirit to manifest. We're allowing spirit to speak to us. We're allowing ourselves, the spirit within ourselves, to be heard.
Exactly.
Because it's right there within us. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're not looking to the sky.
mm-hmm.
We know it's right there.
Exactly.
And then we're using
very different than doing. Because allowing mm-hmm. is minimal effort. It's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
You're just allowing the energy of the God within to just move through you. And
mm-hmm.
you're just like a boat on an ocean. And you're floating mm-hmm. effortlessly as the water
mm-hmm.
takes you to where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you're using all of your being. You're using all of your brain, not just the right side, not just the left side. You know, you're using all of your spirit. And here's the other thing. Then we don't confuse purpose with ego. And then I think we understand that the world does really need us to be us. You know, just to be who and what we are. And that's something that other people can't tell us. Mama can't tell, Dad can't tell. You know, but then that takes a certain amount of discipline, because you have to experience your higher self. You have to experience all that is and to connect to it. You have to take those few minutes continuously to connect, and probably one of the best ways is the simple act of conscious awareness of breathing. You know, taking in spirit and exhaling what is not serving you. You know, that's the fundamental beginning point. And then we do it on a higher level when we are able to perceive in our world those things that we need to let go of. You know, we take in what we need and we let go of what we don't need. And we can do it with grace and ease, as you were saying, and it's not a fight. And we don't have to make judgments. We don't make judgments because we know that that's not only futile, but it's detrimental, because that's a really elaborate, not the good kind. We go down that path of judgment, and one judgment leads to another judgment, And I don't know why you are who you are. I don't know why you've made the decisions you've made or the choices you've made. I don't know the past. I don't know what you're thinking. So why should I have a judgment on your behavior or anybody else's? It's all I can do to know why I do the things I do.
Very true. And most people are not able to do that. Most of us judge, you know, because we're trying
mm-hmm.
to make sense out of it.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Able not to judge, but that's true. We don't
mm-hmm.
know, and that's mm-hmm. what it tells us.
Mm-hmm. And even when they tell us, I mean, there's no guarantee on what they're telling us is really what's going on. You know, oftentimes people tell us what they think we want to hear. You know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, what difference? I mean, I'm not responsible for anybody else's actions or behaviors but my own. In reality, you know. And you're right. Yeah, I had started a practice. Put it down and need to pick it up again. It's one of those things you never really can put down entirely in terms of judgment, of simply being aware of when I'm going down that path of judgment, you know, and then to say judgment. You know, not just to beat myself up, because that doesn't serve any purpose either, but just to realize I'm making a judgment there. You know. And we do it, you're right, you know, the way people say what they say, we judge that. The way they look, what are you looking at me like that for? What's wrong with you? it can be just so involved.
Yeah, it's easier said than done when we are going on this path, when we say we're not going to judge and we're going to be in alignment all the time. It's constant work because we can get caught up with the third dimensional thought, and people tend to do that. We have a caller. Okay. Wants to ask a question. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Your question?
Lisa is my iconic energy healer at the at Synchronicity.
Yes, I most certainly am. Actually, I had more of a comment. I have been listening in, and I really enjoyed what Scheherazade was saying about how we expend our energy. And I often just have the thought that if we put more energy into the things that feed our purpose, instead of expending energy into trying to conform, just how much better off and happier we'd all be.
Yeah,
and
that's very true.
I just often have that thought. And, you know, as Scheherazade said, a lot of people come into our store and a lot of the resistance or the issues they have, a lot of those issues stem around the fact that they're just trying to conform. And my biggest recommendation is put that energy into just the things that feed you and the things that are good for you and healthy for you, the relationships, the people, your soul family, and all of the things that are really important to you, and just how, what a difference that one little change will make in your life.
I so agree, Lisa. And the thing about it is that a lot of people want to fit in. And so when they see that they're not fitting in by being who they are, by being there, being authentic within their own skin, then they give it up because they don't like to. A lot of people don't like, not I guess a lot of people, but some people don't like to be ostracized or talked about or criticized as being odd or weird because they're not part of the mainstream. But I so agree with you. And I think people now, more and more people are breaking away from that mainstream mentality. But I know in the past people would call people weird or strange or odd or crazy if they were not cookie cutter and they just wanted to fit in. But I think we're moving more away from that now. I see people just stepping up and becoming more individualistic and not making attempts to fit in. But I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And,
Lisa,
and I also wanted to mention that, Jamila, I use your Peace Be Still. I'm going to give you a little plug here.
Oh, thank you.
I use it when I do my energy work, and my clients absolutely love it. Anybody who's listening, go out and buy it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're very
welcome. Before she gets away, I know she, because she's modest about this, but she gives excellent classes. just explaining notions about energy and how important it is in our lives and how we can use it and how she uses energy. And she's an excellent teacher as well, and she puts together really nice presentations for clients who come in and want to understand, you know, because a lot of people, what is pranic energy and healing and all of that? And, yes, she does the aroma, and I fell in love with it, as a matter of fact, because she said, come in here, let me, I want you to smell this, you know. And so, yeah, she's one of, and she does stay on task in the sense that she's very focused, she's very positive, she's always looking for ways to improve the experience that clients have. She comes up with wonderful ideas, you know, because like I said, I'm learning, and I need, you know, practitioners to share, well, you know, what if we tried this or what, you know, and it makes it fun, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate it.
For sure on the line, can you share with our listening audience what pranic healing is?
Pranic healing is an energy medicine modality, and it is a no-touch modality that cleanses the body's auric or energetic field. And basically, the practitioner just uses kind of a sweeping or a scooping motion with the hands to cleanse the aura. And then we dispose of that dirty or old prana or energy, because prana is just another name for energy. And then we direct clean energy into the auric field. And it's based on the premise that things manifest in the energetic field before they get to the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And my method is somewhat of a blended one. I haven't come up with any fancy name for it, so it's just energy work right now. But I use a blended method where my basis is pranic healing, and then the clients that come in, they lay on what is called a biomat. And if anybody out there is familiar with the biomat, it is wonderful, but it's a non-invasive product that utilizes far infrared heat and amethyst crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And far infrared is the same heat that's used for preemie babies in hospitals.
Mm.
So it's a very soothing, non-invasive heat, and they have the experience of laying on the mat while they're getting the pranic energy, and then I also use Lemurian crystals.
Mm.
So it's a very unique experience, and people, even if they don't, you know, get anything specific, if it's nothing, you know, specifically that they're experiencing, just the relaxation, and then most people just say they feel lighter. They just overall feel better, and it's a really good experience for them.
Wow. It sounds really, really healing and wonderful. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Lisa,
how long
some
is
the
session? Mm-hmm. How long is the session with you?
You can do 30-minute sessions, but, of course, an hour is much better.
Mm-hmm. And you offer this wonderful modality at Synchronicity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lisa, do you know some of the history behind it? I mean, pranic healing, where does that come from?
It was brought to America by a gentleman. His name is Master Chuck Sua. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly. I hope I am. But it was brought to this country from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very similar to Reiki, I guess, in nature, but it is a no-touch modality.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little bit different, a little bit more unique.
Mm-hmm. And people can experience that and feel like Reiki. They can feel the energy moving through their body.
Yes.
And yeah. Yeah,
and it is really kind of amazing that with something that is no touch, you can still feel the energy that's
mm-hmm.
moving around and shifting. And if a person has a particular area, of course, that they're having a problem with, I can concentrate on that area, and we can clean the prana around that area and direct the new prana in. So it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. And people can get in touch with you via Synchronicity.
Yes, they can.
And book sessions with you.
Yes.
And I know Scheherazade has given the number, but can you give the number again if someone wants to book an appointment to see you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, most definitely. Our number is 770-640-8184.
Okay.
And they
number
can
again.
Ask for 770-640-8184. And they can just ask for an energy session with Lisa VX. And I do want to point out that we have many talented practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
We have Reiki masters. We have people that are Reiki instructors. We have crystal healing energy. We have all different types of modalities. So if you come and see us, you cannot go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You there every day? Or what are your days?
No. I am not there every day, but I am there almost every Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
And I will be there this coming Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I really appreciate you giving us this information and the background regarding pranic healing. Really appreciate that because I've heard of it, but I wasn't really clear about what it was.
Yes, and I do always encourage people that come in to do their own research as well because I, as Scheherazade pointed out, I'm a facilitator as well, and I think that one of the most important things about knowledge is sharing that knowledge because it really doesn't do you any good if you're just holding it. But you have to get the knowledge out there. So I always tell people, research. You know, you have the Internet. We have the library. There are books. There are things available to you. So there's anything that you want to know about, get out there and research it and find out for yourself and then choose what works for you. Choose what resonates with you. And that I know that's one of the things that you all have been talking about all night is just choosing the thing that's appropriate for you and that really sits well with your soul.
Exactly. And if it
and Lisa participates with the Lisa's there for the we call it a Reiki share, but she's also there sharing her pranic energy so people can come on Tuesday night and try it out. You know, and see, you can try out what Lisa has, you know, for a very nominal fee. I think we're going to charge $10 for a session, a brief session, and you can see that. Yeah, can't beat that. So, and as Lisa said, we have other practitioners, who are masters in several different modalities of Reiki and other healing techniques. Please, by all means, come in. And here's another good part about it. Several of the practitioners live very close to the store and are almost on an on-call basis so that if you call and say, well, you know, I'm in the area, I can be there in the next half an hour, an hour. Quite often we can have someone, I can contact a practitioner who can be there for you when you come in because they live. I have three or four practitioners that live like 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes away, and that's readers too. There's Stacy Corbin who is a reader and who lives 15, 20 minutes away, and she has on occasion, you know, been able to come in individuals who really feel like they need a Reiki treatment or a intuitive reading, or she also does oracle cards. You can have a reading with her, and as I said, Dr. Kate Brooks also can come in. She was in fact, she came in this morning following Joyce's class, and we have a variety of different services and different possibilities and ways of assisting people to feel better and to de-stress. Lisa?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Was there anything
else
you wanted?
No, you're calling it. You're being very thorough. You're calling it.
Yeah, I have, you know, one of the things I had the pleasure and the fun of doing is having the practitioners, you know, give me a treatment so that I can better share with customers what it is they do and, you know, who does what. And Lisa's absolutely right. What is the pad called with the stones in it, the amethyst?
It's called a biomat.
Yeah, the biomat.
Yes.
It's wonderful. It is really wonderful because it's unique. It's not a heating pad. I mean, you know, you think, okay, it's a heating pad, but it has a whole and different feel to it. It's a very calming and relaxing feel to it. And in fact, when I got off and had my treatment, my husband said to me, you know, you really should get these treatments. See, it's like a half an hour before it's time to go home. Because I didn't feel like doing anything else, you know, after the treatment. I was just in such a good state, you know, and people were talking about stuff, and I was like, hey, you know, I'd rather just meditate or just, you know, take a walk somewhere and just keep hold on to that feeling. So, yeah. So when she says you don't have to have an illness necessarily that you're addressing, you just need to de-stress. And we all do at some point in time. We have a lot of different wonderful modalities that can help you do that. I think we take it for granted that, oh, I can just keep functioning like this. But in the long run, it takes its toll.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And really, very much so, I think, you know, I'll be slightly partial and say that a lot of times we as women have a tendency mm-hmm. to overextend ourselves. And we often feel that we can do it all and we can handle it because we're just used to operating kind of at a certain level. And the truth of the matter is if we don't nurture ourselves, we certainly can't nurture anyone else.
That is so true.
And I know
that is so true.
Yeah, and that's something that I remind, you know, my clients that come in for energy healing and then also my clients that come in for reading. You know, I always remind them, you have to remember to take care of yourself so that you can continue to take care of others around you and the people that you love and care about.
That is so true. That is so true. I think that what both you, Dr. Taylor, have been expressing is the complete alignment of the spirit, mind, and body, just taking care of ourselves, particularly, as you said, Lisa, as women, because we tend to be caretakers and nurturers for everyone else. And we give and give and give until there's nothing left within ourselves. So by seeing someone like you with your excellent skills of sonic healing and the Reiki people and the crystal bowls and the shaman, you know, it's, you, Dr. Taylor, you have everything there for anyone. It's just so wonderful. It's amazing. And people can come in there and know that everything that they receive, that all the services and the consultations are completely confidential, that their information is not being shared with anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's just a safe space and place to be for relaxing and letting go and healing.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us, Lisa, and giving us more information about planet healing. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the support in terms of Peace Be Still. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. For my listening audience, for those of you who may not have experienced it, you can go on the website and give you more information later on about that. But it is a definite healing energy and modality with the best oils in aromatherapy. So, Lisa, would you want to share anything else?
I'd just like everybody to come by the store to visit us. We have a wide array of things, as Scheherazade has been sharing with you all evening. We have great practitioners. We have everything under the sun that you could possibly imagine, from books to crystals to classes. It really is a wonderful place, and more importantly, we have great people, and it's feels good. And I'm not saying it just because I work there. I promise. It's just a great place to be. So please come by and see us.
And the weather's getting great. We have tables out in the front. We're going to have coffee and a lot of different coffee and tea and little things like that for you to bring your iPad or whatever and just enjoy the weather and enjoy us and make it a community meeting place. We'd love to have you. Absolutely.
Oh, that's really good to have tables outside where people can just experience the outside as well as the inside. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we do have Wi-Fi, so you can get connected. And we won't be putting you out or anything. You can come and really sit and chit-chat and talk, and that's a good thing. So we're looking forward to the spring.
That is wonderful. So, listeners, if you want to call in to talk to Dr. Taylor or to Lisa or to myself, the number in our remaining 14 minutes, the number is 1-800-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-572-8023 and press 1. So, Shaharazad, you had mentioned about the wellness, psychic and wellness event at the end of the month. Can you repeat and give some more information about that?
Yes. For this month, it'll be from 11 to around 6, although we never turn people away. Set up and we'll have a few beverages, and we have snacks. We had plenty of snacks the last time as well, healthy snacks. And we set up a room. We have rooms, the rooms that practitioners work out as well as our large meeting room where we have workshops and people can come in and see one of the practitioners for an intuitive medical reading or, as I said, have crystal bowl therapy, have pranic healing energy therapy. The last month it was such a beautiful day that Lucy Lee set her Reiki table out in front of the store, actually, and was giving Reiki treatment outside and hoping that no one fell asleep while, you know, got so relaxed because the breeze was wonderful and it was just a wonderful experience. So, yes, we do that inside and outside as well as, you know, you could also browse the shop and take some oils and some incense home with you to continue that feeling. And we've also had Darren makes jewelry, and the kids love that. They like to watch her, you know, as she makes puts together different pieces of jewelry, as well as Karen, who is a mystical artist. She will give you a chalk print while you're there of her perception of her intuitive ability to see your spirit guides. So we have some of those chalk prints on the wall in our work area or our classroom area or our workshop area that she's done. She I had her do one for me. It was so interesting. I can't begin to explain. You know, I looked at it and I said, there's no way she could know some of the faces that were in this this picture. You know, it's very beautiful artwork. She's done it all over the country and as well as in Europe. She's from Germany. I've had some really interesting people come into the shop and want to be practitioners. I've attracted a lot of healing people, which is I'm very thankful for. And the fun things, recently I had one of my neighbors who makes beautiful jewelry came in. She's from Russia. She's well-versed in stones and their healing qualities, and she makes beautiful necklaces using amethyst and agates and all kinds of different stones. And she brought one. She said, now, this is good if you have, you know, problems with this or that or the other, you know. And so you can not only look good, but you could also be wearing something that's helpful, you know, in terms of your body alignment, you know. And I, when I say look good, I've got a couple of pieces, and there's a couple of pieces that the practitioners and I don't know what we're going to do, draw lots for or whatever. But, or, you know, toss a coin to see who's really going to buy some of them. But, yeah, so we're having a good time with that. So we have that going on, and then we also have, as I said, there is Dwight who is going to do a repeat of the couple's journey. You can bring your significant other, or if you're engaged and you're getting ready to take those vows or make a commitment, how nice it is to do a spiritual journey together, you know, and enhance, you know, it's not only your relationship in terms of your how well you get along mentally and physically, but also how well do you get along spiritually, and what adventures can you take in that realm as well as the ones that you're taking in the physical realm. So that's something we'll be doing too in the upcoming months, as well as wow. The children's journey.
Wow. That is so impressive.
Yeah.
If anyone
yeah.
wants to talk to Dr. Taylor now or to Lisa or to myself, you have a few minutes remaining. The number is 1-818-572-8023. Call in as soon as you can, because if you want to talk to them now, and if you're not on the board, you have to call in so you can get a chance to talk with them. And if you call in, and we have a lot of callers, we have some callers on the board, if you call in and want to talk to them, even though it's close to 9, I can keep the show going. But if you call in after 9, it will be too late. So if you want to talk to Dr. Taylor or to Lisa or to myself, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And call in. We have 7 minutes remaining of calling as soon as possible.
Yes. And I wish you would call in and let us know if there's a service that you'd like to see us offer, or a product that you would like to see us have. We're more than happy to get that information to see if we can make it happen.
And
so,
a class. There's a class
yes.
that you're interested in seeing us offer as well. We'd like to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. And that's what I love about the energy of synchronicity that you're bringing, Shahrazad, because sometimes when organizations or stores are so well established, there's no room for flexibility. Things have been
mm-hmm.
done a particular way for so long
mm-hmm.
that there's not a lot of room for change, or people are not
mm-hmm.
open to change. So for those of you who are looking for a very unique, metaphysical, warm and inviting bookstore, Synchronicity is your answer. And even if you don't live in the Roswell area, because I don't live in the Roswell area, but I do travel to take my class there with Dr. George Reynolds on Monday from 10 to 11:30, and it's definitely worth it. So feel free to visit the bookstore, and they have the metaphysical, psychic, and wellness event the last Saturday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I would like to have you give the telephone number again, Dr. Taylor, for your for the bookstore.
Absolutely. Synchronicity.
And then probably the hours as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Synchronicity's phone number is 770-640-8184. Again, it's 770-640-8184. And we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8. We're open on Sunday from 3 to 7. And we're open on Monday for Joyce Reynolds' class from 10 to 11:30. So we are open on Monday for Joyce's class, 10 to 11:30. as well as Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8. And on Sunday, we're open 3 to 7. So you can do your spiritual work in the morning on Sunday and come and see us in the afternoon. And sometimes if we have a class, like on Thursdays when Reverend Linda Warren does her dialogues, we open a little bit later because her class starts later. Sometimes we will have workshops that start a little bit later because, you know, people get off from work and we want them to be able to get there, you know, have dinner and come. So if you call or go on our website is synchronicityamd@gmail.com, or our website is synchronicityamd.com, and you check there, you can see when we're having a workshop and what the times are for that workshop. And you can call in and make a reservation for it. We're going to be doing some surprising, interesting things this summer, too, that are geared for specific audiences. That's all I'll say about it now. It'll be a surprise. So we're, as I said, if you have an idea of something you would like to see or do at the store, please give us a call now and let us know so we can start working on it.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to seeing you.
I apologize because my phone dropped. So that's technology for you. So I had to call back in. So the last 2 minutes of the show, I think everyone else heard, I just wasn't able to hear. And I just really want people to definitely call the bookstore and to go by the bookstore. It's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I know you'll really, really benefit from it and really be very, very pleased. Because as you can see from the energy of Dr. Taylor and Lisa, they exude wonderful energy, and they have wonderful teachers who come into the store and offer wonderful classes and services. You have a wide range of services: Reiki, pranic healing, crystal bowls, shamanic healing, medical intuitive. You have everything.
Absolutely, and I guess in parting, I just wanted to share what we already know, that more and more people are waking up. We're waking up, and more and more people are scientifically and socially and politically, economically, seeing themselves not only as physical and intellectual beings, but spiritual beings as well, and that we all are fundamentally spiritual beings.
Exactly. I think this was really, really important and very powerful because more and more people are becoming more open to their spiritual size as opposed to their intellectual and linear energies. More and more people are being open and receptive. And you see people, and someone like yourself too, Scheherazade, who was in the medical profession, and now you've become, you were always into metaphysics, but you've really become more steeped in it with the bookstore.
Absolutely.
So in the 90 seconds that we have left, what information would the two of you like to leave with our listening audience? And thank you for a wonderful, wonderful show this evening. What would you like to leave? Lisa, you go first, and then we'll end up with Scheherazade.
I just would really like to encourage the listeners, as we've been talking about all evening, to just really embrace who you are, mind, body, and soul, and then realize that we're all connected to each other, and to realize how you treat yourself bleeds over into how you treat other people. So treat yourself well, and in turn, treat everybody else well.
Okay, thank you,
Scheherazade.
Within 30 seconds.
Well, just that we all each, and to follow up on what Lisa was sharing, we as individuals have a right and a duty to truly realize our potential and to seek out and maintain harmony and alignment within ourselves, and that to realize that we are at this crossroads where we have to integrate our physical and our spiritual selves, and we have to rise in our consciousness to our full and total potential.
Very true. I thank you both for being wonderful guests on our show. And please go out to Vicious Synchronicity and ask for Lisa and Dr. Taylor at your earliest convenience and call the number that they've given on the show. And please listen to the archive show as well and pass it on to your friends. And have a wonderful week, everyone. Thank you very much.
And thank
much.
You so Take much, care. Jamila, for having us.
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome. Have a great week.
All right. You as well.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today.